Hello, this is School of Purpose Course Leadership Level 1 Program of World Changers Network. The topic of this segment is Discovering Purpose, Unveiling the Path to Fulfillment and Premonition. Introduction. In the journey of life, many of us find ourselves struggling, grappling with feeling of inadequacy and a sense of being disconnected from our true calling. However, the root cause of our struggling may not be laziness or lack of effort, but rather living outside the divine plan orchestrated by God. When we discover our purpose, everything changes. In this article, we will explore the transformative power of purpose and draw lessons from the celestial bodies to understand the importance of staying in our appointed role. The significance of purpose. Purpose is the compass that guides us, propels us forward, and infuses our life with meaning and fulfillment. It is through the alignment with our purpose that struggles dispute and a sense of harmony and flow emerges. Just like the celestial bodies that effectively move in our different seasons and course, those who live in purpose experience a natural ease and grace in navigating life's challenges. Lessons from the Starry Host. The scriptures in 1 Corinthians 15, 40-41 draws our attention to the diverse glory of celestial and terrestrial bodies. Each has his own unique glory, and even among the celestial bodies, there are differences in glory. Just as the sun, moon, and star possess distinct glories, each one fulfilling its designated role, so too do our individual destinies bear unique purpose and moment of premonition. The role of the moon. Consider the moon, which reigns during the night. Although it may not possess the same magnificent domain as the sun, it has its own relevance and purpose. Similarly, every destiny has its moment of premonition. When we abide in our purpose, the challenge lies in avoiding the temptation to crisscross throughout our lifetime, abandoning our design role and diminishing our potential for premonition. The importance of staying in our office. Our office metaphorically represents our purpose, provide the provision and fulfillment we seek in life. Just as being employed in a specific position determines the kind of provision we receive, living in alliance with our purpose allow us to tap into the abundant blessing and opportunities intended for us. Strain from our office limit our potential and hinder us from experiencing the fullness of what we were meant to achieve. Discovering and embracing our purpose is a transformative journey that leads to a life of fulfillment and permanence. Let us strive to live in purpose, allowing God to guide us through to forward our appointed office, where we can experience provision, fulfillment, and a life of profound meaning. May we be deeply reached and guided by God's direction for the rest of our life through this discussion. Embracing our spiritual office. In the spiritual realm, many of us have unknowingly vacated our office, leaving us devoid of the glory that rightly belongs to us. Again, we can draw inspiration from the celestial bodies, such as the sun, moon, and star. We can learn valuable lessons about staying on course and fulfilling our purpose from generation to generation. Just as stars that deviated from their courses crash as falling stars, when we abandon our offices and neglect our purpose and destiny, we too experience a fall from grace. This article explores the significance of staying in our spiritual offices and fulfilling our primary assignment, highlighting the importance of aligning with God's plan for our future. The pitfalls of neglecting our offices. Living in alignment with our purpose and destiny is not solely about occupying pastoral or ministry role. Many individuals, including pastors, have forsaken their true calling and become imprisoned by the allure of the pulpit. This diversion often leads to a disconnection from their intended destiny. It is crucial to understand that fulfilling our primary assignment lays the foundation for any secondary assignment to be accomplished as God's will. We must prioritize our primary purpose and allow the secondary aspect of our calling to align with it. Lesson from Elijah. Example. Examine the life of the prophet Elijah provide us with valuable insight. Although Elijah was called into ministry, his primary assignment was not solely focused on building a physical church. Instead, his calling was to raise leaders into all aspects of life. Similarly, God instructed Elijah to anoint Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Elisha, highlighting the importance of fulfilling diverse assignments that contribute to the greater purpose. This demonstrates that our purpose extends beyond traditional expectation, and our impact may lie in unexpected areas. Discovering our purpose. on like the sun and moon, whose purpose remain constant, discovering our individual purpose is often a journey of intuition, exploration, ultimation, and experience. God's calling may not come to us easily or instantaneously, but through a process of self-discovery. Drawing from the example of Samuel, who discerned God's calling after 3 attempts, we understand the significance of listening to our intuition and seeking guidance from those with wisdom and experience. It is through a combination of introspective exploration, active use of our talents and gifts, and learning from life experience that we come to understand our purpose. Embracing our purpose. In the pursuit of purpose, financial reward alone cannot provide the fulfillment we seek. Embracing our calling and fulfilling our primary assignment bestowed upon us a grace that surpassed material expectation, compensation. When we operate within our destined office, aligned with our purpose, we tap into a profound sense of satisfaction and meaning that transcends monetary value. In the spiritual realm, it is essential for us to recognize and embrace our offices, fulfilling our purpose and destiny. Just as the celestial bodies follow their predetermined courses, we too must stay on track to avoid a fall from grace. We should not confine purpose to specific role, but rather seek to fulfill our primary assignment, understanding that secondary tasks will naturally align as we faithfully pursue our calling. A journey to divine intervention and self-discovery. In the year 2009, I received a profound message from God, promising a sign if I dedicated myself to a nation-building project. Despite being at my lowest point, I took a leap of faith and produced stickers representing the calling He placed on my heart. Miraculously, a breakthrough ensued, resolving an intimate financial crisis. This experience and many others have shown me that divine intervention occurs bountifully when our hearts are aligned with God's purpose. In this article, we delve into the transformative power of purpose, exploring how being grounded in our calling opens the door to heavenly blessing. The ground softened in pursuit of purpose. When we operate within the realm of our purpose, we witness a remarkable fundamental, the ground beneath us soften. Just as Jordan was a place of validation for Jesus, our purpose served as our spiritual Jordan, a space where our calling finds its ultimate affirmation. By walking in obedience and arriving at our appointed place, We invite the heavens to open over us, paving the way for divine favor and breakthrough. Who wouldn't desire an open heaven where God's throne flows freely into every aspect of our life? Understanding primary and secondary assignment. It is vital to distinguish between what we like to do and what we are truly called to do. While certain activities may captivate our interest, they may not align with our primary assignment. I recall a time when I was captivated by the scenic beauty of farming and agriculture activities. However, I soon realized that farming was not my primary calling. Only by identifying and fulfilling our primary assignment can we effortlessly carry out our secondary assignment. As we draw inspiration from remarkable men of God who have excelled in their ministry while simultaneously expanding into other sectors such as education, healthcare, entertainment, and publishing. They prioritize their primary calling while making a significant impact through diversified expression of their purpose. Embracing divine course. It is crucial to remember that pursuing personal preferences at the expense of our purpose can lead us to distraction and wasted time. Sugar may be enjoyable, but is not the best food for our bodies. Likewise, compromising our purpose for short-term gratification can hinder our progress. We need to stay on our divine course, prioritizing what aligns with our calling and reject what diverted us from it. Just as Lot, the nephew of Abraham, experienced setback when he chose a path that diverted from his purpose, we must remain steadfast and focused on fulfilling our divine assignment. Action step to manifest your purpose. 1. Let your actions validate your purpose. Ensure that every action and effort you undertake align with the expression of your calling. Let your life be a testament to the divine purpose within you. 2. Consistently breed notability. Stay committed to your purpose, for in due time, your purpose will become notable. Your constant dedication and alignment will set you apart from the crowd. 3. Embrace diverse platforms. Remembering that fulfilling your purpose does not necessarily mean starting a church or creating your own show, but open to utilize any platform available to you for the expression of your calling. 4. Create your space. Don't wait for others to grant you opportunities. Seize the moment. Create your own space. Be proactive in pursuing avenues that allow your purpose to shine. 5. Value yourself first. The world will not value you until you value yourself. Cultivate a strong sense of self-worth and recognize the unique gifts and ability within you. The value you place on yourself over time will shape the world perspective of you. Conclusion. As we embark on the journey of purpose, let us remember that our lives are meant for so much more than intimate or envy. We round up by quoting Ralph Waldo Emerson. There is a time in every man's education when he arrives at the conviction that envy is ignorance, that imitation is suicide, that he must take himself for better, for worse, as its portion, that through the wide universe is full of good, no kernel of nourishing corn can come to him but through his toil bestowed on that plot of ground which is given to him to till. The power which resides in him is new in nature, and none but he knows what that is which he can do, nor does he know until he has tried. World Changers Christian Leadership School is set up to launch the emerging leaders into the heartbeat of God. Contact us if you want to run a World Changers Leadership School in your community. What's up? What's up? 2 3 4 8 0 3 3 7 5 0 8 7 1